Back with head coach Chelsea DeVille before tonight's game against Augustana. And Augie comes in off a nice win last night at Crookston. What are you expecting from the Vikings today?
We have five shooters on the court at all times. Transition, quick shots. They can score at all levels. Pull-ups, mid-range catch and shoots, threes, off the bounce, at the rim. We definitely have to slow them down offensively and be at shooters at all times. And then they'll throw a lot of different press, full court press at us, and then zones. So if we can keep our composure like we did breaking Wayne's press last night, we'll be just fine within that. If that those press kind of get us going, they go for 2 points the other end if we don't handle it.
Last year at their place, you handled the press pretty well. You just couldn't get the ball to go in the basket in that first quarter. So that's got to give you a little bit of hopefully confidence going into tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad we saw the press last night from Wayne because it prepared us that much more for tonight. Seeing it again, it was kind of a trial run for a better press that Augie runs. They have kind of committed to it the last 10 years, and there's like four different presses that we'll see out of it. So we got to keep it out of the sidelines and half court line and break that thing up the middle.
And you mentioned you liked your offense, you just couldn't score enough baskets. Is it kind of going to be the same tonight, the same offense? You're going to get it in and out and move it around once you get through the press?
Yeah, we have to play through our bigs. I just can't stress it. If it doesn't touch the paint off a guard attack or a big, it's probably not a very high percentage possession for us. So play through our bigs. They have big body kids in the post. They'll bang with us for sure. But advantage our posts, I think, tonight.
You mentioned, though, they do have some shooters, so you're going to have to watch as far as matchups and your personnel at both ends of the floor because it might be hard for some of your bigs to match up with shooters outside.
Absolutely. Couldn't stress it enough. After a ball screen, they're going to pop. You got to get out. You got to contest. There's one kid on their team that doesn't love shooting the threes, and she might be out with a concussion tonight. So pretty much we said if they are wearing white tonight, they're a shooter.
And we talked about Brooklyn Bachman kind of coming up with her offense. Taylor Bray had a big night for you inside. Anyone else that really needs to come through for you tonight to come out with a win?
I just like an all balance. If we could hit all, our top eight kids just balance. I'd love to see 6, 7, 8 kids with that 8, 9, 10, 11 point, because then we're balanced. There's not one kid that they're going to stop. If every kid could just have a good night offensively, that's when I think we'll be at our best.
Someone I forgot to mention from last night was Sydney Czar. She only had a couple threes, but they were pretty big threes when they came. She had some foul trouble again, though. She seemed to kind of be maybe just a half a step or a step behind and was committing some fouls last night. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, I think it was more we had to make an adjustment with that rub screen that Wayne was setting. She was trying to bust through it, and then you get clipped a little bit, and then you go by. You're probably going to foul if she goes all the way to the rim. So, foul trouble that it wasn't the dumb fouls. It was just, hey, just got clipped, and now it's playing catch-up, and if she throws her body in, you're going to get those calls on you.
So then Trinity Meyer ran the point for a little while. Is that something you're going to try to work into as maybe a backup-type situation in case Sydney has trouble?
Yeah, I like pulling Erica off the bench, too. She's a nice three-point shooter. She had good looks last night, just couldn't hit on all of them. If she can keep her composure in presses like she did last night, Erica's our first option. Otherwise, we run on a short bench, really. But Trinity's definitely... you'll see her go when I want a fist screen up top or a spread screen to get us downhill. But she's very capable of running the point for us as well.
We've discussed this in the past, but preparation from one night to another, at least these teams are pretty similar, right, in terms of their pressing. So that had to help you getting ready for today.
Yeah, all week we worked on full court press. We worked on transition defense. We worked on offensive crashing the boards defensively, guarding that. And we worked on, quick shooters. So this is probably the easiest personnel scout because they all want to score at all levels, basically. So you just got to say, hey, you got to go communicate, disrupt a little bit, and hopefully contest some shots and make them one and dones and go the other way.
You mentioned at Media Day how important it is to play well and win at home. How right. important is it to get a win in this game to get a split this weekend?
I kept it, lighthearted this morning after the game too, saying, all right, be mad about it, but we got to forget about it. Let's get an opportunity tomorrow. And today at shoot around, it's just, hey, let's talk about what we did good yesterday. Let's take the pressure off of our kids. I don't want them to feel as heavy as I think it is. To get a win here is huge, because it'll be disappointing if we, don't at least split on this weekend. I really thought We've given ourselves a good chance, but we'll have to play well. Obviously, every team does when you play in the Northern Sun. You play well and you defend, you give yourself a shot.
And how is everybody feeling this morning at Shoot Around?
Tired, but fine.
Thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille with us before today's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.